Holy Spirit at Pentecost. Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 47. At the day of Pentecost, the disciples all gathered into a place. A sound like that of a wailing wind filled the place where the disciples were. They felt as if fire landed on their tongues, and they started to speak in different tongues of different nations. The disciples were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they were speaking the tongue language. The Jews in Jerusalem and all the people were curious and came in to see what happened. They were very confused and realized that the disciples were speaking in their own native languages. They said to themselves, "Aren't they from Galilee? Why then does we hear them speaking in our own native language? We hear them proclaiming the wonderful miracles of God." The people were very amazed and marveled with each other. "How can this be?" But others ridiculed the disciples, saying, "They drank too much wine." When Peter heard that, he stood up and said, "We are not drunk. The Lord Jesus Christ has done many miracles which you have seen, and you yourselves also know. But by the will of God, he was handed into the chief priests and suffered. He was nailed to the cross and executed to death. After that, God raised Jesus from the dead, and he now sits at the right-hand side of God's throne. It is by the Holy Spirit that we are speaking this tongue language. Therefore, God hath made Jesus both our Lord and our Savior. Repent, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that he can cleanse your sins away, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Peter spoke to the people with many encouraging words. The people who want to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior were baptized and added to the church. Everyone was very caring and looked after each other's needs. They ate together and praised God for having this fellowship.